Welcome to The Vampire Squid, a podcast about increasing transparency and education in finance. This is your host, Alan Lee, and welcome to episode 32 of The Vampire Squid. As you guys are listening to this, I will be in the Galapagos Islands, and I hope everyone is having a great Christmas, Hanukkah, what have you, holidays off, and getting some time to spend with your family and your friends, and getting a quick break from work. Before we start this episode, I'm curious if any of my listeners are developers, specifically iOS developer, if possible. But if you are a developer and have experience making apps, please feel free to reach out to me at Alan, A-L-A-N, at thevampiresquid.com. So for today's episode, I'm going to keep it fairly short and sweet. I know that you guys probably don't want to listen to me ramble for 20 to 30 odd minutes while you guys are on break, but wanted to quickly reflect back on, you know, what we've accomplished this year and some of the goals for 2017. Now, so for this year, the podcast started off in July and started off with the investment banking overview episode and the IPO episode. And towards the end of the year, we've done episodes and interviews with private equity professionals, venture capitalists, and most recently, the Wall Street Anthropology Review that very recently got some press in the news. I'll leave a link in the show notes in case you guys are interested in seeing it. But I think we're off to a pretty good start in the mission of the podcast, to increase education and transparency in finance. And I've tapped into a majority of my experiences through investment banking, but want to dive a little bit more broad in the 2017 episodes. Some suggestions that were given were episodes on market indices, like what's the difference between the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones. I also have some interviews lined up with minority investment professionals and women investment professionals to talk about their experiences in the field, which was highly requested by a lot of my listeners. I also want to expand into different areas of finance, like private wealth management, sales and trading. I've been actively trying to get some of my friends to come on to the episodes who are in those fields so that they can talk about their experiences and share it with you all. But I would also love to hear from you guys what you are interested in hearing so I could better tailor each episode next year to what you guys would like to learn and know more about in finance. You know, so as always, feel free to shoot me an email at any time, Alan, A-L-A-N, at thevampiresquid.com. And in terms of the mission of the podcast, I think it's still the same. And I'm still very committed to the goal of increasing education and transparency in finance. And I think this podcast is making small waves in terms of achieving that goal. You know, by sharing my experience, by bringing others on, and being open and transparent about what we do in our respective fields, the things that we learn, and, you know, the skills that you acquire. I think these are very useful for someone, especially who hasn't had experience in finance or who is interested in just learning a little bit more. And the thing that I wanted to finish off this episode with is, you know, what I've learned from doing this podcast. You know, in the beginning, it was a fairly nervous process to start the podcast because it's very interesting to record yourself and hear your own voice and putting it out there for people to listen to and potentially scrutinize or critique. But I've also found that to be a very rewarding experience as well. I think that everyone has their own skills and unique experiences that could be very useful to many people out there. When I first started this podcast, I thought I would have maybe 10 or 20 or so odd listeners, but now I'm having subscribers in the tens of thousands. So I think that I am very fortunate to be in this situation, but I am not unlike any of you all. I think that everyone is unique in their experiences, and I would highly recommend you guys either blog actively, start your own podcast, you know, make a video, share your experiences, teach someone, tutor, mentor. There's so many ways to give back and to share your knowledge. And you can take it from me that it is a very rewarding experience by doing so, because not only do you get to help others, you also learn an extreme amount along the way, which is what I have done. I mean, I've learned a lot from all the interviews I did with Kirk Duplessis, with Karen Ho, You know, even with my friends that I talk to on a daily basis, only after we did some of those episodes did I really understand what they were doing on their day-to-day jobs. So that is all that I wanted to say and rant about, but I hope that everyone is having an awesome holidays and an awesome break. And I really, really look forward to speaking with you guys again in 2017 and continuing the mission of increasing transparency and education in finance. Before we close, I just wanted to quickly give thanks to so many of the people that helped me out there, to my content development team, to my marketing team, to the campus ambassadors that have stuck with me throughout each and every episode. I couldn't have done it with all of your help, and thank you guys so much. Talk to you guys in 2017. Ciao.